Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio, still in Venice at the Venice Film Festival in our studio on Lungomare Marconi. We're here with two guests straight from the Venice Film Market, Maxim Dashkin and Anna von Jambowska. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to Fred Radio.
Hello.
You are producer and director and producer of The Longest Birthday, which is a project that was pitched at the Venice Film Market, is it?
Yes, we're pitching it on Sunday.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock.
So can you tell us something about this about this future film? Can you tell us something about the film?
Yes. So maybe just a couple of words before how this project came about. Anna and I, we both studied in Tisch School of the Arts of New York University. And we, during the school days, we worked together producing films, and the energy between us was very good. And I think very important when you look at the programs now, we all have different tastes in films. We all have different tastes in the point of view in the world, and we were lucky to be sharing the same one, and we look in the same direction. So we formed a company that called Victoria Films, and when we started looking for materials, we knew we wanted to tell human stories, but that had attraction for broader audience. So, as you know, there is a lot of in festivals, there is a lot of focus on art house, but it has limited audience, and some people understand it, some don't. So we wanted to tell stories like King's Speech that can talk to everyone. So when so we looked through a lot of scripts, because that's how a story begins, right, with a good screenplay. And we saw The Longest Birthday, which was written by Savion Enstein. You know, with the name, last name Enstein, you can't write the best screenplay, can you?
You can go wherever.
So it was a fantastic screenplay, and it was a tough subject, but with a very life-assuring tonality. And that's what attracted us to it. So what is the story of The Longest Birthday? It's a story of Olivia that is 29, and she finds out that the clinical trial of her son to cure cancer is not working, and she gets this news in Tel Aviv while she's being an American. So she, the ground goes out of her feet. So what she's going to do? Well, I tell you what she's going to do. She's not going to let her son down, for starters. And she's faced with a very big and profound decision, how her son is going to be spending his last birthday, in the bed according to doctor's protocol, or she as a mother is going to create a fantastic, most memorable day in his life. So, of course, she chooses the latter.
Of course.
Yeah. Wouldn't we? Exactly. It wouldn't be a movie without it. So, but that making that decision requires taking him out of the hospital against the doctor's will. That will require flying him from Israel to Los Angeles, where they both live, and making the journey not only his birthday, not 24 hours, but 34, adding extra 10 hours, hence the longest birthday. And throughout this journey, she will show motherhood with a big M, as we say in Russia, motherhood that will make this day for Fishy, for the son, most memorable day of his life.
And how did the pitching go, Hannah?
Well, the pitch is only on Sunday, so we hope...
Oh, sorry, you're right.
So we hope it will go very well.
Are you ready for it?
Yes, I think we are. We very much look forward, especially because, you know, it's not just a great story, but we also think it's a commercially very viable film.
Absolutely.
Because especially in recent years, we've seen films such as 50-50, The Fault in Our Stars, or just now Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which are all films that deal with such a delicate subject matter as cancer. But I think they have all one thing in common, such as The Longest Birthday does too. They're not films about death, they're celebrating life, and they give the audience a new perspective on this very, you know, tough subject. If you get this diagnosis, you know, it's the hardest thing that can happen to you. But I think watching a film like those, they show you, you know, you don't give up, but you keep going. And, you know, as Olivia does, our main character, she enhances, you know, the quality of life for her son. I mean, she does everything for him. So we hope that on Sunday we're able to convince.
Which is this, in which stage of pre-production are you? I mean, in preparation in this phase, you go with your project to a pitching, hoping to bring back what?
Well, we have currently a fantastic screenplay. We do have partial financing in place. Mm-hmm. We do have very good momentum. Not only this project was chosen to Venice Film Market, but also best workshop for producers, which is done for Eastern and Western Europe. Mm-hmm. And that's only three projects from CIS were chosen. So we're getting big momentum. And what we're looking for, we're still looking for some soft money. We're looking for some private investment, but also for Israeli co-producers. Well, we could do the UK part very confidently. I think we will need the Israeli partners to do it.
So a movie such yours, which kind of a budget it has?
So at the moment we're looking at £1.4 million.
£1.4 million, okay. And how are you going to work with the cast? Because this is the story, as you told us, is so attractive for any kind of actress, I believe.
Exactly, that's what we are thinking, because it's such a fantastic role. So we're hoping to attract an A-list actress, actually, because which would, of course, not only further enhance the profile of the film, but
exactly,
also make
yeah,
it more commercially viable. But it's an amazing role. I mean, Olivia's development throughout the film is really unique. So, and also the role of the little boy would be really interesting to cast for him.
Yeah, maybe even slightly more difficult to cast, because, you know, cast a boy in such a
tender,
tragic
role
could be kind of tricky.
But we also think that's a great opportunity for a young actor to... Mm-hmm.
And in which country are you going to go to look for actors? Are you staying, especially for the boy, I mean, are you going to stay, go to US, you go to stay in Europe, you go to...
We're going to stay in Europe.
You're going to stay in Europe. Good. That's well, no, there are plenty of very good young actors in US, but I think in Europe too, as you'd say. Okay, so I thank you very much for being with us, and I wish you huge good luck for Sunday, and maybe you let us know how it went, you know, just to do a follow-up of this.
Oh, gladly.
So thanks
thank
a lot.
You.
Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Maxime. It was Andrea Cervi for Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.